the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows.
A lot of ways you can reach this show weekly and listen anytime on RadioMD.com. 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist. He'll talk about air pollution screening billboards, connection between BPA and miscarriage, wood stoves that might create a battleground between urban living and country living, and a big train crash earlier this week in Lynchburg, Virginia, which dumped a lot of oil about, and a lot of issues with regard to communities apparently not knowing what is exactly in these trains, in these cargo trains. So those are the topics with Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up at 20 minutes after the hour in this hour. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We have a lot of great medical stories this week. Let's run through these as we wait on Dr. Gary Ginsberg in about 10 minutes. The World Health Organization, Dr. Mike, is warning us about widespread superbug infections. What are the details on that story?
Well, what they have said is that the antibiotics are not keeping up with the bacteria's ability to adjust to antibiotics. And what that's done, and a lot of it is done because we put antibiotics in food and we use antibiotics routinely in a lot of things where they shouldn't be used, like in antibacterial soap. You know, regular old water is one of the great cleaners of our hands, and the antibacterial soaps don't seem to add to it. And we put antibiotics in food, et cetera, that doesn't help. And what it does is it breeds antibiotic resistance. And the disease-causing bacteria that resist antibiotic treatment are now widespread in every part of the world and have reached an alarming level, the World Health Organization means. And what that means for us is that it's more difficult to cure these infections. And like people died of pneumonia in the era before World War II, that is, before the 1950s, pneumonia was one of the leading killers, and one of the reasons we've got the large increase in life expectancy is antibiotics against routine bacterial diseases. Well, if these bacteria that are now coming into existence get widespread enough, we're going to have death from these because we haven't developed antibiotics enough. Now, What is happening, though, is the good news on this is the World Health Organization, the Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, all of these have started to lean heavily on pharmaceutical companies to invest in antibiotic-related research. The companies don't do it, obviously, because if you take a blood pressure pill for 20 years, they can earn a lot more money from 20 years if you're taking a pill every day than they can from you're taking four pills for 10 days. So we haven't developed newer antibiotics as much until now. The things you can do, don't get an antibiotic when you don't need it. Don't take it. Finish all antibiotic prescriptions. Never share the medication. And encourage the food you're using to be antibiotic-free, not use antibiotics in its growth.
What if somebody goes to a doctor and says, I've got this, I've got that, give me an antibiotic. Is the doctor obligated to give the antibiotic if the patient asks for it or wants it?
The answer is no. The doctor's job is to educate the patient. But clearly, since we're now being judged by patient reactions to us and patient satisfaction with us, and since that patient has said, I want this, it is much more likely that the doctor gives it. So the studies show that if the patient asks for an antibiotic, even though they've got a disease that doesn't merit it, the doctor is more than 85% of the time will give that patient an antibiotic. So that's a real problem, if you will, because patients ask for things, and it takes a lot longer to educate them and to not give it than to just write the prescription, even though it may not be the best thing for the patient.
Would you do it?
Bridget has. Bridget wants to give some personal experience here. So can you?
I was just going to say that going back to Dr. Roizen talking about trying to alter your diet to make sure that you're not getting antibiotics, some of the research has shown that antibiotic resistance occurs from the antibiotics that are fed to animals. And while the USDA monitors, they don't allow companies to administer antibiotics to their animals unless the animals are sick. But because of the way that the animals are raised on a lot of the farms, indoors and very close to other animals, it promotes a lot of diseases that happen within animals, which then leads to companies using antibiotics in their animals to treat them. So a good way to reduce is to...
Using organic and having more plants in your food is a good way to handle the problem. So Joe?
We're getting some kickback.
We're getting
a little reverb here if we can eliminate that.
Hopefully we
What were you going to say, Dr. Mike?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
What I was going to say was that a lot of times the change in diet is one of the important things that will also change the bacteria inside your gut, which will make you more resistant to some of the diseases. And there are a number of stories that are now coming out. One of the hot areas of research is on how you're changing the microbiome, both your skin microbiome, that is the bacteria that are on your skin, and the bacteria that are inside your gut. And obviously going away from meat, or at least having less than 4 ounces of red meat and yolks, and or 8 ounces of pork all combined a week, changes the bacteria, makes them much healthier, makes you much less susceptible to a lot of diseases by doing that. So that's another reason to go, if you will, towards a lower quantity of red meat and its equivalent in your diet.
Just quickly, we're going to go to break in about a minute. Can you talk briefly, if we have to come back to it, we will. The low dietary intake of non-fried seafood is linked to cognitive decline. Can you briefly talk about that? If we have to come back, we'll come back to it.
Well, that's right. The story is that they looked at individuals in Boston, and they studied them every 2 years on a series of sensitive tests for cognition. In Boston, they ate many less servings of fish in this area of Boston than they should have, meaning less than the USDA recommended. So 4/5 of them had low quantities of omega-3s, DHA, in their diet. The ones that had the highest quantities had the least cognitive decline, the best brain function over the 9-year period.
Okay, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. It's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. After the break, after the timeout on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.